Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
We're back again, aren't we?
Back again in the studio, John.
167?
167, is that where we are? How many of those have taken place in a pub like last week's, John? I'd say four.
Two. Oh, no, I don't think as many as that. Two
end of the season, we should say we're going to be in this pub. Wants to turn up, we'll be there. And we'll record that as an episode.
I think that's a great idea.
That's what we'll do. End of the season, John.
Come one, come all.
Come one, come all in May. Early May.
Whereabouts?
London town.
London?
I don't know. John. Probably, I don't know. Who knows? I've literally just come up with the idea
now. It's a
good
idea, though.
It's a good idea, John.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Hey, it's the National League. We're a bit sidetracked, aren't we? Because the National League yesterday, John, we're recording on Tuesday, so we don't know tonight's scores. We're going to do some score predictions later on. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. But yesterday, Monday, was, I think, the busiest, most exciting day.
Insane day
in the National League.
Vanarama history. Mental.
When we started doing this podcast, we thought, well, nothing ever happens. We're going to have to be making stuff up. The more you dig into the National League, the more you dig into the Vanarama, John, it's the most exciting league in the world.
It is. And as you were saying yesterday on the old Twitter, it's the desperation. The desperation for everybody to get out of it just leads to just madness.
Crazy
everyone
decisions.
Everyone losing their heads.
And so the narrative, this is what they should be making a documentary about. The whole of the Vanarama.
Yeah.
They're missing a trip. I know Wrexham are making a documentary about it, and that will be interesting, but they are coming in from a point of view of bankrolling a massive club. But what a day, John.
So what do we have yesterday? We had
£300,000.
£300K for Ollie Palmer. Signing the striker from AFC Wimbledon, dropping down two divisions.
Yeah, and let's go through his record, John. So I found his record. For £300,000, this is what you get. 2010-11, Woking, 20 appearances, 2 goals. 2010, St Albans on loan. 3 appearances, no goals. Boreham Wood on loan. 7 appearances, 1 goal. 2011-13, Havant and Waterlooville, 69 appearances, 37 goals. Pretty good, John.
Pretty good.
But a lower level. Mansfield Town. So obviously he did well.
I remember him at Mansfield.
Mansfield
yeah.
came in for him. There we are. 54 appearances, 5 goals.
Not great.
Slightly too high for his level. Grimsby Town on loan, 13 appearances, 6 goals. Obviously playing more, he's big, isn't he?
Yeah.
More direct style.
Yeah. Have they been relegated at that point? They might have been.
I don't know, 2015. Leighton Orient signed him from 2015 to 17, 65 appearances, 12 goals. A lot of that moves, isn't he?
Yeah.
Luton Town on loan, 17 appearances, 3 goals. 2017-2018, Lincoln City, 45 appearances, 8 goals. Crawley Town. Now, did he play in that FA Cup game?
I looked that up. And he didn't. I think he played at other points on their FA Cup run, but he didn't play in the 5-6
68
against us.
Apps, 27 goals. Not too bad. AFC Wimbledon, 41 appearances, 10 goals. And now he's at Wrexham, John. So, I mean, look, I've always said Wrexham are going up this season. They'll spend £1 million this week, John.
You know, I'm sure he'll be a good player at National League level, but 300 grand seems like a lot of money. I think there's a bit of a Wrexham tax, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
People know
tax.
They've got money. Charge whatever you like. 300 grand is going to cost you.
Not a lot we can do. Also, Torquay would manage to get 15k in instalments. That's their trick normally.
Yeah.
Get the instalments in. James Rowe.
So then that happened. And then
at Chesterfield.
As you thought, that was as ridiculous as it got. And then James Rowe, suddenly...
James Rowe, out of nowhere.
Suspended.
Chesterfield, top of the league. You know, flying, John. Playing good football.
Yeah.
Playing well. James Rowe, very popular with fans. Scoring lots of goals. Playing nice football. Gonna be up there or thereabouts. Spent 250,000 quid on Shimanga. They just bought Joe Quigley.
From Yeovil.
From Yeovil. Obviously, I would give themselves backup or just wanted another body in the building. Chesterfield. Been suspended, James Rowe. And you're like, why? So you, and it's brilliant because you can then go, right, why is this? What has happened here? And you do a bit of digging. Seems to have a bit of previous at other clubs. West Ham, he had trouble, John. And then I don't think we can play the clip because it's so horrible.
It is. It's horrible. Well, I don't know if we can play it or not. Not really.
I'll read it to you, John.
Okay.
And then we'll try and make it sound...
I have to get to work on the bleeping.
And this is what he said, John, in the clip. Come in there. Come and say the same thing in there. Please, please. Come and say the same thing in there. I want you to. I want you to. No, in there. In 1 minute. Say the same thing. I want you to. You little... I'll bite your nose off. I'll bite your nose off. You dweeb. Dweeb.
You dweeb.
You dweeb.
So this was to one of his own players in their match against Maidenhead.
Was it to his own player?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe so.
You
so
cannot
must have been
write...
just before half time. So he's saying, come on.
Some people
are
trying to
say
that's
that
just team, that's just banter.
Well, there is an element of that is just that happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know whether that's why they've suspended him or whether there's other stuff or whether that's just
really horrible
part
job.
Of it. It's not pleasant.
We've gone at him a bit on this.
We've always
podcast.
Maintained.
Because we've sort of seen through a bit, I think. And I wonder if he gets seen through.
Yeah.
You know, if what happens then when someone feels like they're weakening is they hit out, don't they? What a weirdo. It's not exactly the fifth phase stock take, is it?
All that work you put into the platinum coaching course.
Yeah, you did wonder, John, didn't you, if the frost covers had turned up.
Well, obviously, it's completely open to speculation what's sent them over the edge, but did the frost covers turn up? They have a rip in them?
Oh, yeah.
They're faulty?
Come in there and tell
had
me.
To go back.
Come in there and tell me. Maybe he'd sourced the frost covers and the grounds person had come up to him and gone, frost covers are shit, mate. Come in there and say that. What got him going?
There's a hole in them. There's a hole in the frost covers. Have you seen?
What?
I'll bite your nose off. He's not from the West Country.
I'm going to start threatening to bite people's noses off to see where it gets me in life.
Imagine if you did that to a heckler at one of your gigs.
You what? Just in an everyday work situation. In an everyday work situation, John. That's what he's in there.
Come backstage and say that to
that
me.
That is literally his job. That is literally his job. Imagine you're running a bar or something. You're in recruitment. Someone says, I don't want to do full time. What?
You dweeb.
Bite your nose off, you dweeb. Gross. Gross human behaviour. I don't hope many people get sacked in their life, but I hope he learns a lesson.
No, absolutely. You did have a nice idea as well that it would be nice to hear what some of the many voices and guests who join us on the National Obsession would sound like if
luckily, some of them are here, John.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It's very nice to hear from Roger John McClark.
Oh, Roger John McClark.
He's just here, yes.
Yeah. Hello, Roger.
Hey, yeah, come in there. Come in there and say the same thing. Please, please, come in there and say the same thing. I want you to. I want you to. No, in there. I want you to. 1 minute, say the same thing. I want you to. You little... I bite your nose off. I bite your nose off. You dweeb. You dweeb. James Rowe. I know. All the jet setters.
The thing is, that does actually sound like one of Roger's poems.
Well, it is like it a good beat poem,
isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Your nose.
Yes, the Grand Nationalo. Come in there and say the same thing, please. I'll bite your nose off. I'll bite your f***ing nose off.
Nonny Gray, of course.
Hello. He's here. Hello. Oh, hello, Ray. Hello. Good to see you. I've travelled all the way down from the Travel Lodge on
the
Trowel Services. But come in there. If you come in there, it's not Trowel. Do you think, John, do you think Trowel is the best services in the country?
Lee Delamere, one, then
right,
Trowel.
Come in there and say the same thing, please.
It's just an opinion.
Come in there and say the same thing. I want you to come to Trowel. No, in 1 minute. Come in there. You little I'll bite your nose off. I'll bite your nose off, you dweeb.
There is no way of saying it.
No.
Without it. Thank you to them all for turning up.
Cheers, guys.
No way of saying it. Lynn King. Oh! You haven't heard from me all season, have you? Come on, you Linnets!
Once we heard from
you. Do you like
King.
The Linnets, John?
Not really.
Right, come in there and say, please, I want you to. I want you to. Now in there. I'll bite your nose off. Come on, you Linnets.
She's lost her Norfolk accent, isn't she? I'm not quite sure what's happening.
No one ever knows how Lynn King sounds. It's a shame. So, I mean, it's a good one for Foff of the Year, John, to get people to learn it.
Yeah.
And in December,
you can do
to
the
say
best
it.
Rendition.
The best rendition of it. I mean,
so Clive Hayward's terrible. Practicing already.
Oh, yeah, Clive Hayward would be on that, all over that, John. Lovely picture from Daisy Seller, Altrincham Jean, of her trophy.
Hey.
I've got, and her £20 note.
Oh, great.
Which we'll put out on Twitter this week. Thank you very much, Jean.
Well done, Daisy.
Thank you for the 3 points as well. very good. John, what's coming up in the
Come
podcast?
Come on, man. It's time to work it out. Let's do it. So, on this week's edition of the podcast, I feel like we've gone very serious very early there. Lots
very,
of
John,
chat,
not many
lots
jokes
to talk about.
Were there. Whoa.
But yeah, we will. All that mad news aside, we will round up some of the results as well, because there were results from the weekend in the National League. I think we're going to possibly have a look at Tuesday night's fixtures as well. Yes.
Have a little guess, aren't we, John?
Well, yeah, unfortunately.
The Grand Nationalo has gone.
He has gone, but we are having to record on Tuesday, so. We are going to exclusively tell you what the results are going to be tonight.
Very good. And then you can check it on Thursday, see how we got on. And then next time it's a Tuesday night set of matches, you'll know that we are good to follow for an acca. not a betting podcast.
No, absolutely not. I think the National League Outsider is also going to join us as well. Not heard from him in a bit.
Because it's a lot of transfers on at the moment, John. So we wanted to get someone who really isn't in the know.
Well, obviously, there is no transfer window in the National League, but there obviously is in the Football League.
Yes.
And that's very much... he looks at the transfers from the Football League to the National League. So that's why we're doing it. The transfer window closes Monday.
Monday, isn't it, John?
It does.
Get your yellow tie out.
Yeah. It was an exciting day.
And some letters, John.
Some letters.
Ah, it's going to be brilliant. Let's get on with it. Where's the news? Let's get on with the news. It was a huge weekend of National League football.
It was a very, very good day in the National League Saturday, wasn't it?
I mean, mainly because the girls won.
They did win.
We're not a Talk United podcast.
No. We've hardly mentioned them so far. I think
we'll
find.
I tell you what. I wasn't. They are the first fixture as well,
they
John.
Are.
So that isn't just me bringing them up.
Alphabetically.
Altrincham 1, Talk United 2.
Yes.
Altrincham Jean, Talk United 2. I will put my hands up. I was confident until I saw the team sheet.
Yes.
Because I struggle with Ali Omar.
Ali
Omar. I'm surprised he's ever played for us ever again.
No.
Whenever we've seen him play, John, he's always looked a liability.
A bit of a disaster zone, isn't he? But it sounds like he actually did okay.
Did all right. I mean, every time I did it, oh, no, and Ali Omar should have cleared that.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, no. No! Ali!
Imagine when we had him and Mark Halston in the same team. Remember that?
Well, no wonder we were getting hammered.
Yeah.
But... a great result. Really good pass from Danny Wright to Connor Lemon Havens for the first goal. I don't know if you've seen that on the highlights, John.
I have, yeah.
Superb.
A little reverse.
Like he's playing in the
pass.
10 role.
Beautiful.
Or something. Maybe you should drop back and play the 10.
Maybe. Advancing years.
And, yeah, good finish. Calm finish, unlike the miss later on, which I'm sure he'll be a get over now. You have to miss like that. So next time he's in that position,
it can happen, can't it?
He'll know what not to do.
Yeah.
Next time he's there. And then a lovely goal from Stephen Wiehan, who Stephen I will have put my hands up, John. Completely forgotten all about him.
Were you more interested in Duke McKenna?
I was. The Duke McKenna
Sir Duke
situation had come in, and I was like, all about Duke McKenna. And then I've forgotten about Stephen Wiehan, who pops up with the goal.
Yeah.
Lovely finish as well. Very, very good.
It was a bit of a comedy goal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Altingham gave them
Solihull Moors tonight, John. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
Well, we'll predict all that.
That's later on, is it?
You see, Altrincham, their reserve keeper on the bench was called Stephen Drench.
Lovely.
Drench on the bench.
Constant Stephen Bench.
Drench on the bench. Wet. Sweaty.
Sweaty on the bench. How lovely. Boreham Wood won. Weymouth won. A shock
Didn't
result.
See, yeah. A good result for Weymouth on the road there.
And now, John.
High-flying Boreham Wood.
You know we linked one of their players to Torquay United last week.
Moussa. Yeah.
He's had an injury and is about to be taken off. So
was there any truth in that, or was that just wild speculation?
It's all wild speculation. This time of year, all wild speculation.
Well, I tell you what, we'll ask the National League outsider.
He doesn't know anything. You won't have a clue. So, I mean, not a clue. So, I mean, I don't know why we've even got him on. But look, that's a good result for Weymouth. I'm quite sure they're not going to beat the drop. But, you know, good luck to him at the Bob Lucas.
Yeah, absolutely. Chesterfield 0, Aldershot 0. Which
there were a lot of shock results.
Bit of a
Saturday.
Shock result, not a great result there for Chesterfield. And of course, we now know it's the last match before James Rowe got suspended. He's not been sacked yet, has he? I don't believe. So he could still return.
John, on an upswing of form still. Doing very, very well.
They're doing well. They've probably just about got themselves
probably safe. I'd say they're safe, yeah. Chesterfield, though, John, I've never thought they're going to win the league. And I think they have a pretty aggressive fan base.
Yeah.
That I don't want them to win the league.
I can say that about quite a few of the teams that I don't want them. Don't want them to win the league.
That's true.
I still think I agree with you. It'll be Wrexham. Grimsby 1, Bromley 2. So Grimsby have just absolutely
fallen off a cliff.
Blown it, haven't they? They have well and truly blown it.
Well,
I mean, it's not all over yet.
They went 1-0 up, and then but we keep trying to write Bromley off, but in a Sutton way, they are clinging on, and Andy Woodburn has said he's going to stay at the club. He said it's taking too long with Gillingham, which isn't a sort of glowing endorsement.
Yeah.
It's not like, he really wants to stay.
I can't wait.
It's taking too long. Oh, right. Not leaving a restaurant. I'm going to just pop next door and get some chips instead.
Maidenhead 1, Halifax 0.
Oh, I love Maidenhead. Come in, Agent Devonshire.
We should have probably had a chat with him this week.
It's amazing.
It's all happening.
Let's see how he gets on tonight. Is he playing tonight? Oh, Stockport tonight.
Stockport.
Let's see who gets on against Stockport.
He's lured him in. A classic bit of Agent Devonshire. No, we're going down now.
Okay. I'll keep my hat on. Thank you.
See you later. National League's up. Wrong.
I'm back. Get past Christmas and I'm back. Shoot until February. We've always said it. It's absolutely fine. Solihull Moors 5, Dover 0. We just have to write Dover off, to be honest.
Yeah.
Dover not won in a year, John.
No.
Unless they win tonight against Eastleigh. If they beat Eastleigh tonight. Can't see that happening. I'm not going to predict that later on. But look, let's see what happens in the predictions.
Woking 2, Wealdstone.
Sorry, Andrew Dallas with all the goals for Solihull Moors.
I was going to play Dallas.
Oh.
Forgot.
Go back.
Shall I play it?
Who scored all the goals, John?
Hold on.
Andrew Dallas with all the goals, John.
He did.
All the goals. And he scored 5 goals Saturday. He'd only scored 3 up until then this season.
Is that right?
So I'm not worried about him tonight.
We haven't talked about him much before today.
I'm just completely unaware of his being. But yeah, he's playing tonight. I think he scored all his goals for the season, John.
Okay, there you go. 5 in 1 game.
He's now hat-trick incoming.
Yeah.
Play this out on Thursday.
Be listening to this. Yeah, furious.
Yeah. Have that. There we are. 5 goals. That's very good. I did watch the 5 goals, though.
Okay.
And not one of them was any good.
Right. Okay.
5 crap goals for Andrew Dallas.
Well, they all count.
Woking 2-0. That's a good result for Woking, isn't
Very
it?
Very good. A Woking fan that we know said that was, if they'd have lost, that Dowson might have gone.
Should have been 6.
It saved Dowson's apparently, job, apparently.
Wealdstone had James Taylor sent off. No, he has not got a friend.
Oh, do you want me to play, that?
No, it's fine. It's up to you.
Well, I mean, we've missed a very obvious musical.
And of course, there. Woking, of course, they've also signed, John. See, when you do the news, you have all this lined up.
I do, yeah.
You know who Woking have signed? Is Nick Cabamba.
Oh, have they? I missed all that. Right, so I'm going back to James Taylor.
Get off. You're off. Turn around. What's your name? You're off. James Taylor sent off. And Woking have signed Nick Cabamba, John.
Give me a sec.
Guys, see, this is why you should do the news. There he is. Nick Cabamba signed for Woking FC, John.
That's probably quite a good signing, isn't
Very
it?
Very good. Try and beat him on, I think it's Good Friday we play them, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeovil won Wrexham 2. Yeovil winning at half-time. Wrexham turn it round the second half.
They're a good Paul, great strike from Paul Mullen. The Yeovil player was down. They had some arguments with the ref and Darren Sol. Well, what?
That's just football.
What? It's foot? What? It was down, sir. It was goal hanging, sir. Should have blown up. He was injured, sir.
Oh, that can happen. That's just football.
He looks. He sort of person. He looks at you.
You can lose football.
Like
games.
James Rowe, him and James Rowe, and Ian from Notts County. When you're asking the question, they look at the people like, you're a f***ing idiot, man.
Yeah, they do that, yeah.
And what's this question now?
Slight narrow the
what
eyes.
What question
slight...
are you going to ask now? There we are. Not putting them all in the same basket anymore, obviously. Anyway, if you do, come in there and say it. Bite your nose off.
See, I just said Darren Sell was much more likely to bite your nose off than James Rowe. There you go. Exactly. And Dagenham 0 Stockport 2.
Yeah, those two early goals.
Very early goals.
Stockport sort of shut up shop, really. But there we are, John. That was the big game. So let's look ahead to tonight's fixtures, John.
I think we should do, really.
Tuesday 25th of Jan. Let's have a little guess. It's always good fun, isn't it? And people can laugh at us. Full card, John. Full fixture card tonight.
It is, yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
In the National League.
Absolutely
all
correct.
19:45 kickoffs. Aldershot versus Southend. I'm going to say a draw. What do you think, John?
I'm going to say...
Come on,
I think
John.
Southend win.
Ooh, interesting, John. That's nice.
Yeah.
Bromley versus Woking. Bit of a derby, is it that?
Easy Bromley win.
You're right on their plastic cheating pitch versus a tired Woking side.
Yeah,
there we are. I'm going to say a Bromley win as well. I'm going to say 3-1.
Yeah, I could see 2-0.
Dover Eastleigh. Dover at the Crabble versus Eastleigh. Trying to not to go a year. So they've got something to play for, John.
3-1 Eastleigh.
Oh gosh. Okay. They have lost Ben House, of course.
They have
discussed that earlier. Yeah. On. Ben House has signed for Lincoln. Big step up for him.
Yeah.
Don't know if he's that good. Halifax versus Borehamwood. A huge game in the National League, John.
A draw.
No.
Win all over it.
No way.
1-1.
Stockport win that with 3-1. Not Stockport. Halifax win that, I think, 3-1.
Okay, interesting. Stockport Maidenhead.
I think Stockport win 4-0.
Stockport won, yeah.
I think they'll win 4.
I think easy.
Although I think one of the changes is they've got this new keeper. Maidenhead have got a new keeper.
Right.
I mean, we were 4-0 up on them at half-time.
Exactly. No, I think easy Stockport win, sadly.
Torquay v Solihull Moors, John. I'm going to say a 2-2 draw.
Yeah.
Depending who's in defence, but I'm going to say a 2-2
draw.
I'll say
2, yeah, I like 2-2. I can see that.
Wealdstone at home to Notts County.
Well, I fancy Wealdstone to nick something.
No,
a draw.
Do you, John?
Yeah, I think so.
I think 2-0 Notts County.
Come on,
Weymouth at home at the Bob Lucas. To Dagenham. Do you get free tickets for the Bob Lucas now?
Yeah, I think
now
so.
You've met family?
I do.
Dagenham and Redbridge at home.
Again, I don't think Dagenham are, I think Weymouth could nick a draw.
I'm saying 2-0 Dagenham.
Okay.
And Wrexham, that's a big game as well, John. Yes. Wrexham Grimsby.
Easy win, Wrexham.
You think?
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
3-0.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 2-2.
Okay.
A 2-2. There we are.
There you go.
That's your look ahead to tonight. You can get your little card out and tick off whether we got them all right and send in some abuse. What's the email address, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yeah, abuse us on that. That'll be lovely. Okay. This is the National Obsession.
National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now, as we mentioned earlier on, it's the January transfer window at the moment, at least in the Football League. Lots of movements going around. National League clubs signing players. It's all happening. Football League clubs signing National League players. It's all going on. So who better to get the inside track on the latest comings and goings from the National League than our very own informant, Deep Throat, the National League outsider. Welcome back.
Okay, hello. Just to tell you some cast iron definite stuff. I'm not sure if it'll happen or not, but this is what I've heard.
Okay.
On good authority.
All right. Get pen and paper ready. Let's...
You're not told anyone I've come in the building, are you? Because I could be in deep trouble.
No. We snuck you in under a blanket.
Okay. First bit of solid gold news. James Rowe says he is happy and content and happy within himself at Chesterfield FC and will be looking to stay there for a long time.
Really? Because he got suspended?
I can't answer any more questions on it.
Okay.
If you ask me any questions, I'll leave, instantly leave.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take that with a pinch of salt. What else have you got?
No, this is called solid gold.
Okay.
Definite news. Ben House, the Eastleigh striker, is linked to a new contract at Eastleigh. New 4-year contract. Time in Gordon Hancock's deal.
I was sure I'd read that he'd signed for Lincoln.
Okay, next one. Joe Quigley, the Oval striker, has committed his long-term future to the club. Very happy with everything, especially Darren Sall's interview technique. Loves the club.
Yeah.
Not going anywhere. If someone else wants his 6 goals a season, then they'll have to pay good money. Okay, no laughing.
It's a very good player. Yeah.
But a goal, I can see people looking in, or I can't be seen here, John.
Okay.
One more. Wrexham are not thought to be in the market for any players. Phil Parkinson is happy with what he's got in the building. He says he's got enough to come 8th. Says he's got enough to just miss out in the playoffs.
Okay.
That's it. Don't ask any questions. I've got to go. Bye. Bye. Bye.
The National Obsession.
Listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Going to Edinburgh next week.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Are you, John?
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Hey, see if the FOF 26 is there.
23, I think.
23 is there, John.
Yeah. Yes, we got letters.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, lovely trip to Edinburgh. We're going to the comedy night on that bus.
Won't
be there, John. It won't be there, John.
February?
No, not in February, no. No, that'd be smashing.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we've got letters.
Oh, lovely.
We have got letters. Rich Mills, Starzy Foff, gets back in touch again.
On the ice, Rich.
He's come up with a dog name.
Okay,
yeah. Potential dog name.
Lovely.
He says, how about Viva Espanol?
What a lovely one.
Yeah?
That's Viva. It's Viva.
Viva.
Viva Espanol. That's really good.
Why is it called Viva? I'm glad you asked.
Well, what sort of dog is it?
Spaniel.
I think we might have to turn Lord Cockington, just even if A, you don't get the dog, but also B, don't call it Lord Cockington. I think I like the name so much, we might have to turn it into a character for one of our guests.
Hello.
John. Hello. Potential owner who's got no money.
It's all a Ponzi
scheme. Potential owner of Torquay United. Yeah. Yes.
Just don't look too closely.
No, don't look at it. I own land in Cockington. Would you like to move there? Isn't it all listed buildings? Yeah. Don't look too close.
Ask me no questions.
Can you thatch a stadium? Yeah, well, we'll hear from Lord Cockington.
Can you thatch a rock?
Can you thatch a John? What a great... That's the best joke you've done in 167 episodes.
It's finally happened.
It's finally here.
You've got a nice Thatcher.
Very good. Anyway, so Lord Cockington will be visiting us in a few weeks' time.
That's a lovely idea. Stick that on the list.
Stick that on your list.
Jules Nixon.
Yes, Jules, on the ice.
Now, Jules has been in touch enough, I think, to
his third
himself.
Letter, John?
It is.
Jules Nixon. Chigunk.
54,
is it? Straight. Look at you. Not even checking, John.
Takes the fun out of it, doesn't it? I know everyone Why wants you to know? Be more professional because I've updated the spreadsheet.
I'd like to see this spreadsheet. I've never seen this spreadsheet.
It exists.
I don't know if anyone's ever
it's
seen
like
this
It's like Sue
Gray's
report.
I don't know if anyone's ever seen day. This spreadsheet. It's unbelievable.
No, it exists.
54. Jules Nixon.
The number of cans, 54.
Cans on the train, 54.
Oh, Jules says on the ice guards, I can confirm I drank a truckload of alcoholic beverages on the way to Altrincham away, but did stay awake for the whole game. Probably wouldn't have done if it was a 5:30 kickoff, says Jules.
Jules, just have a little, maybe do a dry January.
He was never doing dry January, was he?
A dry day.
Yeah.
It's up to you, though.
Do a day.
Do drink responsibly.
Do a day and then a week and then...
Do a dray. A dray is what used to bring booze to the pub, John. Don't do a whole dray of... Don't forget about Dre.
Oh, look, Jules, as long as you're enjoying yourself.
Jules.
That's the main thing.
Welcome to the Foff
Society,
club.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do one day. We've got to get these bloody tea towels done, John.
Oh,
we
God, yeah.
Do our own beer one day. That'd be good fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
On the ice. Served on the ice. Oh, wouldn't that be nice, John?
If you do a gin, I'm in.
Gin, served on poetry. The ice. Yeah. Hey, Jules.
Lord Cockington gin.
What's Jules got to say for himself before we give him a Foff number?
I've already read it.
To him. Oh, what did he say?
I've already read it.
It was just a booze update.
No, it's just a little, very short update.
Okay, we need a bit more than that, Jules. You've got your Foff
number.
That
was three letters on a technicality.
But we do need a little bit more than that.
Come on, Jules. Mark Ridley.
Newton.
33, Newton. Says, hello, John and Charlie. I'm interested to find out that John is going to get a Cocker Spaniel. This is an excellent choice, as I have two.
Oh.
Named Stan and Ollie.
Ah, how nice.
I'm not sure if you're getting a working cocker or if you decided on dog or bitch. Well, this feels a little uncomfortable using that word when I'm
John?
Talking dogs,
why
but there
why?
You go. I don't know what you've decided
bitch?
To call it. Yeah, I did
you're
have
allowed
to
genuinely say it, like when someone walks into the room you don't like.
I went
who's
to look at
bitch?
A dog on Friday and said, so which one's the bitch? And I just felt a bit...
Which one's the beer?
I just felt a bit awkward, a bit uncomfortable. Someone I've not met before. Where's the bitch?
Working cockers, they need a lot of walking, John.
I know, it won't be a working, it'll be a show.
Okay.
Cool, fun. But most of the time, yes, he says, I don't know if you decided what to call it, but most of the time it will be little bastard, not Paul, presumably.
What a shame.
And you know what I'm going to call it.
Paul Bastard.
Lord Cockington.
Yes. Although Paul Bastard is a nice name for a dog.
Paul Bastard. It's too long. He says, I'm sure you've done your research and will receive plenty of advice, but they do need plenty of exercise to tire them out.
This is proper dog advice.
The 90-minute football game versus Pep Guardiola's Manchester City would do the trick on the ice, says Mark.
Lots of walking involved with the old cockers. Yeah. Lord Cockington.
Yeah, that's fine.
He won't walk. He'll have a little carriage or something. Yes.
I don't walk anywhere.
Would you like to build... Hello. Would you like to build a football stadium in Cockington? Catch on fire, mate. Yes, don't worry about that. We can burn some thatches down.
Have you got insurance?
Claim on the insurance. It's like a real con man.
Yeah,
He's really good.
It's
He's
great.
Really good, isn't he? Hey, what great advice for you there, John.
Thank you, Mark. Newton.
Yeah, Newton and Ridley.
Ian Churchwood gets in touch.
Would he?
Ian Churchwood.
Who, I'll tell you who would.
People find me in Churchwood.
Yeah, of course. Say that again, Dave. Say that again. Say it again in there in 1 minute, Dave. I'll bite your f***ing nose off, Dave. The ball goes out of play.
The ball goes out of play.
Nothing wrong with that.
Bite your nose off, Dave.
Nothing wrong with that. Bite your nose off. Nothing wrong with that.
The sound of the bells of St. Mary Church and someone biting their nose off. I just didn't talk.
You dweeb. Nothing wrong with that.
Ian Churchwood is Foff 36.
Oi, oi, Ian? On the ice?
Ian, this is what I'm a bit confused about.
Oh.
Ian has only got in touch with us once before.
Did he write like a really great letter?
Well, this is what he said to us this time.
Please stop contacting me.
No, hello, John and Charlie. Oh. How you doing? He just says, here are two links to my songs about supporting Torquay United, The Theatre of Pain and The Fastest Own Goal, and he includes...
Yeah, we've had those before. He sent us those before.
The first email he sent to us, have you heard the two songs about Torquay United called The Theatre of Pain and The Fastest Own Goal? Maybe We played them, Ian.
We played them, Ian.
We gave you a Foff number.
I think that's how you got your Foff number. So, a little bit more required.
Well, I think that basically means that you never, you don't listen.
John.
Do you, Ian?
John. So are you rescinding the FOF number? Rescind the FOF number, and if there's no letter complaining about having it rescinded, 37 is up for grabs.
Ian?
And then it will be open to bids. If Ian, anyone else would like
to... You're hereby on notice. You're being served,
yellow
Ian.
Card. You've been served. By Lord Cockington, yes.
Oh, hold on.
I can get you.
Who did they give FOF 55, 54 to earlier?
Jules Nixon.
It's 55. Sorry.
For God's sake. You were really full of the big talk.
Yeah,
you were
55.
Very James Rowe about the whole spreadsheet situation.
Oh, that's just a spreadsheet.
Just a spreadsheet.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Just put the numbers in, and
yeah.
I thought we'd got our numbers in well in the spreadsheet early on, but it just turns out too many numbers.
Yeah,
and that can happen.
Okay, Ian Churchwood, you are on notice.
Do a spreadsheet.
John Greenwood gets in touch. John Greenwood, too. This is the Halifax John Greenwood.
Lovely.
He says, hello, chaps.
Hello,
on the ice.
John.
I can't stop thinking and laughing about Lord Cockington and his impending arrival.
Oh, yeah, lovely, isn't he?
How about this? The only thing that could improve this would be if you also give yourself lordships and became Lord Caddington and Lord Bakington. Imagine the three of you going for a walk.
Maybe. Look, it's all up for grabs, isn't it?
Yes. I hope John Pemberton can tie matters up in the Ukraine ASAP as he's needed in Chesterfield to derail the promotion.
A lot of people did suggest that that John Pemberton was looking after James Rowe's PR.
He's not interested in a return to Chesterfield, I believe. Ruled himself out.
Really?
He's
more interested in,
ruled himself out. He's
in
currently,
the Dover job.
He's currently in Dnipro. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Just marshalling the Ukrainian Defence Force.
Looking after the border.
Yeah.
Gets big jobs, doesn't he?
He does. Can't deny. He's always willing to take him on.
Very, very good. He's a good man. He doesn't back out, does he?
He doesn't have a great line to Ukraine, but maybe we'll try and catch up with him.
Catch up with him soon. Any other letters, John?
That's it.
What a lovely bunch of letters. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your letters. Always appreciated.
Yep.
You can get in touch with us. How, John?
By emailing nationalobsession@gmail.com.
How nice. Or you can find us on Twitter, which lots of people do. We've had lots of laughs on Twitter, but email is always the way. And if you want to become a FOF, you have to send a FOF, means friend of the family.
It does.
And if you want to become a FOF, then you have to send us three separate letters.
And you have to do better than Ian Churchwood's done.
Well, we gave him one because he sent us two songs. Instant FOF. But
maybe that's what it was,
Instantly rescinded.
Yeah. Well...
Unless he gets in touch,
it's
of course.
It's pending.
There we are. And on the ice means stay cool.
Yeah.
It's fine. How are you? Nice to see you. It's a greeting. There we are. A little annual update of what the things mean. If anyone's got any other of the glossary that you'd like to get in touch, then...
I did almost start a National Obsession glossary night.
I think that was about 150 episodes ago, John.
Yeah. It's a lot of hard work.
Lord Cockington. I can't wait. Do you think Lord Cockington will turn up in the Christmas story?
I don't think so.
Long time yet, John. It's only January. This is the National Obsession. Oh, is this the end?
This is it.
This is the end, John.
Yeah.
There we are.
I'm afraid.
Well, have a good week. Everybody enjoy their National League football. Come on, you yellows.
Yep.
And we shall speak to you next week on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary.
not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.